One of the things that I sort of use LLCs for, especially, you know, if you have a charity, for example, that is running different kinds of programs, they might want to brand their different programs differently. And so if you have a single member LLC, that allows you to do that in a way that is more separate than just have it be part of your organization. We also use these in the international context a lot so that you can have the single member LLC then performing the services in country X, and it's the LLC that has to register to do business in that country and not the, you know, the main charity itself. And then you're also registering in the name of the LLC, which can or cannot be, you know, the same or similar to the charity itself.
Can you give us an example of something like that, Jim?
Yeah, so one of the, on the branding side, I actually had questions from this client today. So we have a private foundation client that runs a public-facing education and policy initiative. It's not an operating foundation, but they do most of their work is running programs, but they have such a big endowment that they don't qualify as an operating foundation. But you know, they hold public forums, they do reports, they do other kinds of things like that. And they want the initiative to have built up its own brand equity, its own, you know, sort of sense of, you know, sort of views in the marketplace that this is a group that knows what it's doing, and not necessarily have the public automatically associate what this LLC is doing with all of the other foundations' work. You know, people can find out that the foundation is the one doing this, but it's not, you know, like in brand. It's not automatic that they know, oh, that's that foundation. So it brings in all the baggage or other things that people might have. And, you know, so it's a good way of being able to sort of build up that brand, but then it automatically, this gets reported on the 990 PF, you know, so the activities of this, but you do all the contracts for this initiative are done in the name of the LLC. It's the LLC that will register to do business in different states where the initiative is running. And it doesn't pull in the foundation itself into all of that.
I've got a client that is a public charity in like 25, 26 countries. And, you know, they do that with an LLC, sometimes between them and the NGO in the foreign country, you know, for purposes really of branding, just as you're talking about, that perhaps the US-based is not exactly the brand that would be most effective in that country to get their social initiatives done. It's
right.
Interesting.
Right, and liability protection as well, you know.
Sure.
So it can be useful. You do have to make sure you respect the LLC. So sign the contracts in the name of the LLC if you're trying to do that. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go through an example. So let me go on to the next slide after this, because this I think it's easier to explain. So here is what I was talking about. And you've heard about this maybe in the press and heard about some really high net worth individuals who organize their changing the world activities in an LLC. So, you know, you have the high net worth individual or maybe a trust or even their family office that is on top of the pyramid or on top of the page. And then they are a single member of an LLC. And the LLC then employs all of their people, including all of the people who help them change the world. And it holds funds that then get distributed out, you know, to third-party charities, as well as to ones that the high net worth individual controls. And if you have the employees all housed here at the LLC level, let's say you have an education person here. The education person can help the private foundation with making grants to charities that do educational work. They can run charitable programs through the public charity that is doing educational work. They can help out with advocacy and lobbying that the C4 is doing on educational issues. And they can even then work for doing political giving, for example, and working with a PAC on helping to get people elected to school boards and things like that to help implement the educational programs and ideas that have been funded by the foundation, developed by the public charity, pushed by the C4, and then you elect people who will actually do that. So it's kind of, I refer to it as an end-to-end solution. So you're able to have the same team of people doing all of that stuff.